It's Monday, March the 12th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, for 18 years, from 1988 to 2006, Texas A&M was not at all involved with the NCAA basketball tournament. And now, after six straight seasons in it, they're again out of it after they finished their season on Thursday with a 14-19 record. But six schools from the Aggies' old conference, the Big 12, and four members of their new conference, the SEC, are dancing. Both Big 12 tourney champ Missouri and regular season champ Kansas claimed that being a number one seed was no big deal. And that's good because neither are. Mizzou is the second seed in the Midwest, and Kansas is the second seed in the West. Kentucky in the Midwest, North Carolina in the South, Michigan State in the West, and Syracuse in the East are the four top seeds. Of those four, only Michigan State won their conference tournament this past weekend. Now, all six Big 12 teams that did not have a losing league record made the tournament. Joining Missouri in the Midwest is 8th seed Kansas State. 8th seed Iowa State and 10th seed Texas are in the East, and 3rd seed Baylor is in the South. Texas made it with a 9-9 conference mark. Now, from the SEC, besides the overall top seed Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, and Vanderbilt are in. Ole Miss was a 20-game winner that did not make the field. For the first time ever, a Power Conference regular season champion, Washington of the Pac-12, did not make the NCAA field. Washington and Seton Hall are the number one seeds in the NIT after they were left out of the tournament. Tennessee and Arizona also received top seeds Sunday night for the 75th NIT, which starts tomorrow. Other notable teams in the 32-team field of the NIT are Miami, Mississippi State, Northwestern, Nevada, and Oral Roberts. Drexel and Oral Roberts, both with 27 wins, had the most wins among the teams not chosen for the NCAA. No Big 12 teams are in the NIT. Well, the Texas A&M women's basketball team was totally dominated by top-ranked undefeated Baylor Saturday in the Big 12 Women's Tournament Finals. Despite the 23-point loss, the Aggies will be playing in their seventh straight NCAA tournament, and they'll host the first and second round sessions on Saturday and next Monday. Tonight, they will find out their seed, the field at College Station, and where the winner out of Reed Arena will be headed for regionals. It'll be either Des Moines, Fresno, Raleigh, or Kingston, Rhode Island. Now, you're invited to the A&M Practice Gym at the McFerrin Center for the Selection Show party tonight. The doors open at 5, and the show on ESPN will start at 6. It was a rough day for the 5th-ranked Aggie baseball team yesterday at Olsen Field at Blue Ball Park after beating Cal Fullerton Friday 6-2. The Aggies lost to the Titans twice. First in the continuation of the suspended game two from Saturday, falling 6-5 in 11 innings. That game had been stopped by rain Saturday, tied 5-5 after 9 innings. Now, in the third game played yesterday, Fullerton scored the go-ahead run in the top of the 9th inning and then sent A&M down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 9th. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, they got a very good team. You know, I'm disappointed for us that we came out and played as well as we did on Friday night and, you know, weren't able to match that same intensity and that same effort on Saturday and Sunday. Give all the credit to Cal State Fullerton, but I don't feel like we played, you know, obviously as good as we played on Friday night. That's why we've lost the series.
A&M will play UT Pan American Tuesday and Wednesday and open Big 12 play next weekend at Olsen Field against Kansas State. Congratulations to the state 1A Division II basketball champion Calvert Trojans. In their third ever state tournament, the Trojans beat Grayford 63-37 Saturday for the title. They had beaten Roxton on Friday in the semifinals. And the Mumford Mustangs ended a great season with disappointment as they lost to the Clarksville Tigers 65-47 in the 1A Division I title game. It was the Mustangs' only loss of the year. They finished at 37-1. And a couple of top 10 NCAA finishes for the Aggie indoor track and field team in Idaho. The Aggie women tied for 5th and the men tied for 8th in the championship. Now both teams look to the outdoor season and a possible 4th straight national title for both teams. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.